Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
We caught that on camera, video. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Guys We Fuck.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
And we're here in Los Angeles.
LA.
Hello. Podcasting from the haunted attic of the Comedy Store.
Oh my God. Apparently so many people have seen ghosts in this very room at the Comedy Store. And yeah. I'm so fucking honored to be in it.
I'm honored, but also a little scared.
I'm like, ghosts, come here. And they don't want to talk to me. And I'm like, but come on, I'm like really cute and nice.
I feel like ghosts don't accept invitations. They just come whenever the fuck they want to come.
It's true. Ghosts don't give a fuck.
I'm on my own time, bitch. Ghost time.
Ghost time is a specific time.
Right.
And I get it. But I'm like, can you just, you know, I want to see a ghost when I'm not alone and yes. The lights aren't all out.
Yes.
And I'm not trying, like I'm not in my bed getting woken up.
That was my biggest dream when I was a little kid. I used to be like, I want to see a ghost, but not when I'm asleep in my, because I had an attic room and it was.
Oh yeah. That's
very
sucks.
Frightening.
Yeah. I'd shit my pants. And I wouldn't be able to sleep for a while.
Yeah.
But ghosts are not all bad.
They're not all bad.
Some of them are friendly.
Yeah.
And to you, I say, hi.
Please come out.
Come on, hang out with me.
We're waiting for you.
Tell me about my future and shit.
So, guys, last week we got a little serious on the episode. And that was interesting because I don't think we've ever got as many emails about any topic as we got after we talked about suicide last week.
Depression, I think every single person know something about depression, whether they go through it themselves or they have a family member or they have a friend who's lived through it.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that we just don't talk about. We don't talk about mental health in general enough, I think, in society. But especially something like depression, where I think people feel ashamed or like maybe they shouldn't be sad or weak or immoral or
it's
for
weak,
whatever reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I talk to my mom about it, she always says like it feels like a weakness and it feels like I can't talk about it and I carry shame about it. I'm like, well, you shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's hard. That's easy for me to say.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Sunshine McGee over here. Like, what do I know?
Right.
You know?
But I think, yeah, so, and I know a lot of people were thinking, but just thanks for writing in, and I'm glad. And that was kind of my one thing. Like, I really didn't want to, like, showboat somebody else's experience or another family's tragedy. But I just thought, well, if there's one thing we can get out of this travesty, it's maybe we can save somebody else's life or just make somebody else know that you are cared about. And seems like a lot of
a lot of you guys were close to sitting on that knife.
Yeah.
Gotta tell you.
We're a little alarmed.
Yeah. I'm like, God damn. Which I get. Again, I get. I have a mother who's bipolar. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it seems like that came at a good time for a lot of people, which is great. Because the one thing that's really going to help depression isn't necessarily medication or therapy. It's hearing somebody else talk about it in a way that just moves you.
Be like, yeah.
Wait, and inspires you.
And also just be like, hey, we give a shit.
We give so many shits,
we give
you
a
guys.
Lot of shit. I know, and it's interesting because I know we're kind of like, we are always like, no,
I don't give a shit.
We don't give a fuck. But it's like,
so many fucks.
But it's just like, we don't give a fuck what other people think about us, but we give a lot of fucks in general.
Yeah. And that's about you being the best you.
We give those fucks.
Yeah.
So come see us.
Oh yeah, speaking of fucks, we're playing some dates in New York City.
Yeah, we'll be back in New York City soon. And on Tuesday, January 19th, you can see me, Corinne, at the Village Underground. There's a show called Feminasty. A lot of great people are on it, including past Guys We Fuck guests, Bonnie McFarlane and Karen Feehan. That show is 8 p.m. at the Village Underground, 130 West 3rd Street. Use code GWF to make me look good. I know I said other codes in the past, but use that code.
GWF.
Please. Thank you.
What does it stand for? Girls with fucking... No, Guys We Fuck. Come on, you idiot.
Girls
come
with
on.
Pussies.
That's a good one. Saturday, January 23rd at 7:30 is the first Glamour Puss of the new year. I'm really excited for this one. Wendy Starling and I co-host it. It's at Zinc Bar in the West Village. Tickets are $10. You got to get them online because we sell it every month. It's a good fucking show. And we have a lot of exciting surprises in store for you on this one. So come on out. Click the link in the description of this podcast and get your tickets. Love ya.
And then on Friday, January 29th at New York Comedy Club, that's on East 24th Street at 11:15 p.m., Blair Saki and I co-host Nacho Bitches. And it's called Nacho Bitches because you get free nachos and you get comedy.
And you get bitches.
And also there'll be bitch. I mean, the bitches are going to be me and Blair.
Look in the mirror. That's the true bitch.
And use code Nacho for $10 tickets. It's going to be a fun show. It's always a shit show, especially for these late ones. People will get hammered.
Speaking of getting hammered, this is the opposite of that because you shouldn't drink and drive.
Guys. Yeah, please don't drink and drive.
Can I just tell you guys, we got a rental car.
Holy shit.
And not to like brag and shit, but it is the sexiest car. I am a car girl. My brother had a 68 Camaro. It was one of his first cars in high school. My dad and brother build cars. I know all about cars. I love muscle cars. We fucking got a rental car from Skirt.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not a car girl, but this is my fucking dream car.
Right. So it is a drop top red Mustang. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And thank you so much to Skirt for hooking us up.
We look so cool.
I feel like the sexiest bitch in the land driving that fucking car. The pickup on, oh my god, yeah. The dual exhaust,
like, we're really not that cool, but we feel
so much. I am
very cool.
It's crazy.
It upped the cool. It upped the cool point significantly.
If you feel down about yourself, rent a red Mustang drop top convertible from Skirt.
We're like 45 year old white men going through a midlife crisis.
Oh my god, that I totally get it. I totally get it now. A guy, either if he has a small dick, getting a great car, or if he feels like he's not wanted by women to get a hot car, because that will make you feel hot.
I feel like I can get pussy in this car.
Cars like that, a sexy car, driving a sexy car makes mm-hmm. me feel hotter than wearing high heels. That's how much I love cars and how I'm kind of sexually attracted to cars, which is weird. Like, I don't hump them or anything, but like, they make me feel sexually alive.
I love this car.
Anyway, Skirt hooked us up, dude.
That's the point we're trying to get to.
Yeah, and I fucking love Skirt. Every time we've been to LA, we've rented from them, and they're really amazing. It's a mobile app. Okay?
What are some great things about Skirt, Christina?
It's an on-demand rental car. They'll deliver it to your home uh-huh. or wherever you are, or they'll also pick you up at the fucking airport like they did with us.
Is there anything else we should know?
You book everything on the app.
Holy shit. Go on.
If you're under 25, rates are up to 50% cheaper than anywhere else because they don't charge any underage fees. You just gotta be 21 and up.
Oh my god, I'm getting aroused. Please tell me more.
The guy who picks you up and gives you, he drops you off, like, he just gives you a fucking iPhone and that's the paperwork. You don't stand in line. And he's cute. I mean, that's not what they wanted me to say, but I'm saying it.
Holy shit, I'm about to come.
There's no markup of gas. Are you close?
Yes.
They offer 24/7 support.
Call me a whore.
You can roadside assistance. And the thing is, you uh-huh. can text them. You don't have to uh-huh. fucking call them. You just fucking text them.
Yes.
And they're currently available. The app's available on the iPhone. Holy and it's coming shit. Out for the Android. It's only in LA right now, but they're going to be in fucking New York City and San Francisco. It's spelled S-K-U-R-T. Ew.
We actually didn't even plan that. That's just weird.
That's how funny we are. S-K-U-R-T. It's Skirt.
I was like, I don't know when this promotion ends, so I just have to orgasm when I feel it's appropriate. When I feel truly moved by Skirt.
Oh, Esther. And then I was like, can we give people a code, please? Because, like, it's, I swear to God, it's like the best rental car experience we've ever had.
Right.
So GWF, just like for Corinne's stand-up show, GWF, you get a $50 credit for your first rental. Okay, it has to be more than 2 days. That's the thing. But like, fuck it, get a fucking Mustang.
Yeah, why are you renting a car for less than that? You dumb.
Like a baller bitch.
What are you going to Cheesecake Factory for,
skirt,
a one nighter?
Skirt. Let's read an email real quick.
Yes.
Oh, this is real topical and shit. When is slut okay? Is the subject line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a girl. Hey girls, I'm new to your podcast, so I'm not sure if you've covered this, but when is it okay to deem someone a slut? Mm-hmm. My own personal definition of a slut would be someone who intentionally tries to get with people that are in a relationship. Do you think it's ever okay to use slut as a defining word for somebody? If so, what are your circumstances for using the derogatory word? I love the podcast. It's really great. If I lived in New York, I would totally come see you. Empty promises, Ashley. Empty promises. I wish we could like call her right now, because I want to ask her if she's ever had a girl try and hook up with her boyfriend or a guy she likes, and that's why she calls women sluts right. in that particular situation.
Yeah.
Because our theory is, if you call somebody a slut in like a, in a mean way, in a brutal, vicious way, it's either you're jealous because they're fucking hot, mm-hmm. or they make you feel insecure about your sexuality, or they're the type of person that you think would never fuck you. So you're like, you fucking slut.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I love this email because I talk about this a lot, and I responded privately to another listener who kind of wrote this email kvetching about this, like, her boyfriend had cheated on her with this 18-year-old girl, and she still has feelings for her boyfriend, even though he like cheated on her in their home and was like, peace out, I'm not interested in any of you anymore. I was like, how much louder and clearer could he be?
Into you anymore, girlfriend.
Could he be, miss? But she was like, I can't believe like this, that I just like let this slut take my man away from me without a fight. And I'm just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Why are we using the word slut? No, number one, slut, people use slut when they really mean like dishonest, deceitful, disloyal.
Yeah.
Those are, and that and slut are, they don't mean the same thing. I don't know why we're acting like they're interchangeable. And also, secondly, it's just like anytime, like if someone cheats on you, like it's the person who's in the committed relationship, like that's the person who's at fault. I'm not saying the outside party is gonna win like morality award of the year, but that's not the person who we should have the problem
look
with.
think of anybody, if anybody listening to this right now has ever called somebody a slut in a really derogatory way, think about that time.
Right?
Were you jealous of that person? Probably. Or did that person make you feel insecure? I'm willing to bet. You know who I used to call a slut? Stoya, because I was fucking insecure about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you own up to it. You'll be a better person for it. It's a human thing to feel. If you feel insecure, my immediate reaction is anger and viciousness. And as you get older, hopefully you work on it and that doesn't happen. But I use slut when I'm like, sup, slut? Or if someone's on this podcast talking about something that's obviously like deemed prude and I'm just like, you fucking slut.
Like,
that's when I use
it. Fun way.
Always funny.
It's always fun.
I have not used that word in a mean way because it just feels gross. It feels nasty. It feels, to me, I mean, I know it's totally different than the N-word.
No, I was thinking the same thing,
but
though.
But it feels gross and wrong and not okay.
It's the 22-year-old white girl's N-word.
Oh, wow.
Can't wait for the emails. But kind of just like the N-word, like, there's no reason that it should be used unless it's,
unless you're black,
fun and carefree.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, no, that's the thing. I also don't think guys really should be using the word slut. So it's just like, if you're a girl, you can use it playfully with another girl, just like the N-word.
Exactly.
If you're a black person, you can use it playfully with another black person.
Yeah, because that's your, and it's like, give them a word. Mm-hmm. Give us a word. Like, give us a fucking word.
Can we have one word to ourselves?
But also, ladies, we have a word to ourselves. Don't use it in a mean way.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick, dudes.
Yeah.
Girls, that's what I mean by dudes.
Don't, it's like we have this fun thing that we can use. Don't ruin it for everybody.
Yeah. Don't be the one who shits in the pool and now we all gotta get out.
Oh God, that's funny.
Okay. How you doing?
I am doing great.
Yeah?
It was so hard not to tell you this all week because just coincidentally, what I wanted to tell you about kept coming up.
Really?
Apparently everyone in Los Angeles only talks about this one thing.
What?
So yeah, before we were...
Kale?
Yes, I ate kale and quinoa for the first time.
Cocaine?
And it was great. No. So... I was, you know, we were planning for this trip and it's been a long week and it's been kind of an emotionally rough week. But I got a really awesome Christmas present. I hope I can say it, from my brother. And, I was waiting for a special time to use it. And I needed a specific person to use it with. And I was just like, I don't know who to use this with. Because you need to use this thing with someone who you're pretty sure you're going to like for the duration of it.
Double into dildo.
No.
Oh,
basically, I did acid.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Without me?
I did acid.
Who'd you do it?
No, You said to someone this week that you would never do that.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm not sure you would like it.
I want to see somebody on acid.
Right. So I picked someone who I've become very close with, and I felt like I trusted if we did it together, I would still like him at the end. But it was a bit of a Russian roulette. I was like,
I could hate you after this.
And it was kind of someone who I wanted to spend like a very long amount of time with and share a special experience with, because I was like, it's been a long time since I felt like I was going to actually miss somebody when I went away.
Oh, that's fun.
You know?
Yeah.
And so... Yeah, and also my brother was like, Corinne, I promise you won't die. And that's why I accepted. I wouldn't have probably done a stranger's acid, but my brother.
Yeah, totally.
I was totally fine with it.
Wait, maybe he can send me some later because I want to try it.
Let's not incriminate him.
Okay. Oh, yeah, shit, you're right. Never mind.
I was like, you're probably going to kill me for saying it.
I can get it from plenty of people.
But I just think it was special that it came from him. And
yeah, that's sweet.
Meant a lot to me.
That's sweet.
And also, I trust him, and he's such a fucking smart person and researches everything so much before he did it that I was like, that makes me feel comfortable.
Right.
And so we kind of planned out this day, it was on Friday, and I was like, I'm not taking any spots, and I'm not planning anything from Friday until Saturday. Well, I think I thought it was important to just kind of like do something not comedy related.
Yes.
Before a big week of comedy business.
Yes.
And so I was just like, Christine and I like send each other our avails for things. And I was just like, I'm completely unavailable from 3 p.m. on Friday.
And I didn't even want to ask what you were doing because I assumed like, it's probably some you time. Good for you. Good.
Yeah.
Get some you time in.
And I was like, because I mean, when I did mushrooms, I mean, I needed like 24 hours to recuperate from that.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
And so we planned this really cool day, and we were sending each other things back and forth. And we're both very planny, so it works well. I felt very much like it's like when Paul and I planned a trip to Disney World, like every fucking second was planned, but it worked seamlessly because that's right. Just the way I am. And so we decided that we were going to go to the MoMA. And Friday said it's free, so that was cool.
Oh, wow.
So around 6 o'clock, we went to the MoMA, and we took the LSD right before we left. And so it takes like about an hour.
Is that the same as that LSD and acid? The same thing? I know shit.
People
about
are using
drugs.
It interchangeably, so I am too.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, because people. My brother was like, "This is LSD," but then everyone else refers to it as dropping acid. But I think that's just what the cool kids say.
Okay.
It's like fear. But yeah, I mean, it's just like a little tiny piece of paper with. Whatever the
tablet.
Acid on it. Not a tablet, it's like an actual paper. It dissolves in your mouth.
Is it like a Listerine strip?
Like smaller. It's really just paper.
Yeah, somebody this girl in when I went to middle school with in ninth grade did an acid tablet on the bus. I'm like, I am alarmed.
Holy
and this
shit.
Is very wrong and you should not be doing that. But I'm not. Whatever, I guess.
No, and we put it under our tongues and you like let it sit for 15 minutes and then you can just swallow it. I mean, and we also took tablets of vitamin C with it because apparently that makes it work like faster.
Is that why you had that vitamin C?
I actually had it coincidentally because I was feeling sick.
Okay.
But then he saw it in my room and he's like, we gotta take this too.
By the way.
And then so we're kind of in like the second room at the MoMA and all of a sudden like it started hitting him and I was just like, and I can't, I'm like, sometimes I don't know with drugs, I'm like, is it hitting me? Is it not?
Yeah.
But with this, it was very fucking clear.
How long did it take?
When it started hitting. I would say it was an hour was pretty accurate.
Okay.
It had actually hit him before. I let him have the bigger one, but also he's like, significantly bigger than
you.
Me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm 5'3" and so we're just looking at paintings and all of a sudden we're just like,
wow.
And it was
the
so
MoMA.
Funny
That's
because
great.
We were really experiencing like douchebag art appreciators, but and it was so funny.
Whoa.
Because even though we were under the effects of the drug, like we totally knew that if we were sober, we would be like, man, this sucks. And yeah, anyone who's interpreting this as any more than a splash of paint on a canvas is a big chump. Like, cause I mean, I fucking love art. I went to art school. I have a BFA, but you know, some art sucks.
Sometimes art sucks. And
especially
you're like,
modern
I don't like
art.
Art.
Yeah. And I mean,
it just doesn't titillate you. It doesn't,
right.
It doesn't arouse your senses.
And there's things that I can appreciate sober, like Starry Night. But then we went into the Jackson Pollock room and I was like, this is going to be the true fucking test.
Oh my
God. I was just like, anyone sober who is like, Jackson Pollock is a genius. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. But then when you go in on acid, you're like, oh my God, I get it. And also Jackson Pollock was doing a ton of acid. Like so obvious.
Yes. Say probably made it on acid.
Yeah, and the colors are beautiful and everything's moving and you just feel so happy and so
aww.
Silly and so fun.
Really? Is it a body high or what?
It's in everything. Like, yeah.
Really?
I mean, there was a part where you walk over the MoMA and then you look down and I just walked past and I looked down and I go, oh boy.
Did you hallucinate?
No, I wasn't hallucinating.
Oh, you don't see stuff? I thought you see like colors and shit.
Some people can like have experiences with like seeing people like with two heads or something. Both trips I've had were very pleasant. Well, because of the mushrooms.
Oh.
And in comparison, see this, I would say acid is like mushrooms with caffeinated mushrooms.
Oh.
So I like them a lot better because when I was in mushrooms, on mushrooms, I like stayed on my bed for 12 hours, but I didn't have the energy to really get up, and I was exhausted the next day. I was still a little tired after the acid, but I like did shows that night and was totally fine.
How long did it last?
I allotted a good amount of time. I mean, I went to bed and I was still tripping. So I stopped tripping when I was, and we, yeah. So I guess it was
sex
about seven. No, you can't. You can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's too overwhelming.
No. Yeah, absolutely not. You cannot have sex.
Oh,
The hardest thing to do was to
use your phone. Not even want to.
No, I just wanted to
experience sightseeing things.
It was a fun thing to experience with somebody. And I also think that, especially me, I'm a person who would only have to do it with like one, maybe two people.
Right.
And it has to be someone where you feel comfortable spending 10 to 12 very intense hours with them.
Yes.
And you feel comfortable that even the dumbest shit they're going to say is well, you'll still like them.
Right. Yes.
Because totally. You're going to say some dumb shit. You're going to, things that are going to slip out of your head that normally when you're sober, you can keep inside.
Right.
And
did you say anything dumb?
No, I didn't say anything dumb. Okay. And I didn't say anything weird. And I didn't say anything mean. So that's good. Don't say mean things when I'm under the influence. I say nicer things.
You're so sweet.
Say nicer. Christina wants me drunk all the time.
Yeah, so nice.
I was
so
hammered yesterday. And Christina's like, all the time, please.
Compliment Karen. That's your name.
Karen's also my name. It's
compliment. Is
Corinne.
Mine's Karen. I give up.
But so it was fun. And then after that, we went to Dylan's Candy Bar, which is fucking crazy. And we ate ice cream and just like, and it's fun because I feel like I have a lot of trouble living in the moment. And this was I can't even remember the last time where I didn't think about my past and I didn't think about my future. Like, I wasn't worried about something upcoming. I was just fucking having the best fucking time in the present, enjoying another person's company, enjoying ice cream, enjoying art. It was fucking phenomenal.
Aww.
It was one of the best nights of my life. And I was like, this is so much fun.
This podcast is brought to you by acid. Do it, kids.
Right.
Just kidding. Do it unless you are in a safe environment.
You have to be in a safe space.
People.
Don't be near fire.
Get it from someone you trust.
Don't be in a, I wouldn't like, you know, go near a roof if you, and you also, I think one of the things is like, I'm getting into this stuff older because I think it's like, you truly have to know yourself because it's like, you're gonna really fucking get to know yourself. And if there's like these dark, hidden, scary parts about yourself, they're gonna come out when you're doing drugs or drinking. And I mean, no matter, I drink a ton, but I have always known myself enough to know that when I'm sad, I don't drink.
Yeah, me too.
That's going to be a huge problem.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And the same with drugs. And we kind of checked in with each other beforehand. Like, are you in a good place? Like, are you
mentally,
okay?
Yeah.
Are you right? Are you think this is an okay time to do this? And we're both like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And it was great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And that's like the drug for me. Because Christine and I, we did smoke weed and I did an edible
on
New Year's.
And it was so cool.
I feel like for me, like that's like, it wasn't enough of a loss of control for me that I felt good. I just felt like out of control. But
that's common
acid
at first.
Takes it to the next level.
Wow.
So you can't even.
You have to surrender.
Exactly. You have to surrender. So
sounds
I fucking
sexy.
Loved it. And it was great. But I mean, it's something you can do once, maybe twice a year because it's very time
kills
consuming.
Your brain too, right? Or something.
I don't know about that.
Or like if you do
probably.
A lot.
I mean, I'm sure whatever I just put in my body wasn't great. I just trusted my brother.
I drank battery fluid. What? Hi, Mom.
So it was, really
That's
cool.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Have you masturbated yet in our apartment?
No, I was going yesterday, but I was too tired.
I brought my vibrator, but I'm too exhausted to use it.
Yeah,
like,
I was
that's
too tired.
Sad. My vagina's tired, but
that's
not
nice
I'm
that you
fucking,
brought it.
I'm just tired.
And the bed's also so much more comfortable than my bed at home. I got horny and I like took some nude photos of myself.
Is that what you're doing when I walked in? You're like, I think the door's locked.
No. I was naked, but I was just watching a movie. Yeah, I was watching a horror movie naked.
Well, being in bed naked is fun.
Yeah,
I still it's so weird. I sleep on the right side of the bed.
Oh,
I'm Christina, you gotta starfish this bitch.
Yeah.
You're in a bed all to yourself. This rarely happens. And I still sleep. Like, I wake up on the right side of the bed.
Oh, well, I sometimes sleep on only one side of the bed, but that's because there's dirty laundry on the other side. That's
dirty laundry, you love it.
A real Kathy cartoon for single chicks right there.
So this interview that you're about to hear is funny. We were drinking. Because we had just gotten done doing stand up on the spot,
which was
so fucking fun.
Even though I had to follow Joe Rogan,
Krim was like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go down and get another whiskey. I already went. I was like, do you want one? She's like, I'm fucking following Joe Rogan. Yeah, I do want one.
I was like, the only way you got it, work is drunk.
You got it. And then by the time we interviewed our guest, I was feeling pretty good. So I was like, oh, I don't have to drive until later, so yeah. I can have some fun.
And this is someone who every time we come to LA, like, we hope we run into this person. He's so fucking funny. I've never seen him not be the funniest.
He's one of those people, if you're a stand-up comedian and he's on a show, you're on, you watch him, he's so fucking funny.
And you pray that he's not going before you.
Oh my God, that would be the worst.
I'd be like, I'm suddenly feeling ill.
You've seen him on Mad TV. You've seen him on the Comedy Store stage many times. You've seen him maybe driving by with a pack of American Spirits in his hand. I don't know what you've seen him do. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Bobby Lee. Wow!
Oh,
wow. You're the perfect candidate for the Guys We Fuck podcast.
We're here with Bobby Lee, everybody.
On that note,
I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me on. Dude, I really appreciate it.
We're fucking so really excited to have you.
I mean, you guys came up to me yesterday, and I just said yes right away.
And I'm like, because we're like, we have a podcast. You're like, bye.
I swear, it's popular.
Oh, then you Googled it or something.
Well,
right?
I had the podcast charts.
We need the press kit ready because people are like, "What the hell is Guys We Fuck?"
Because everyone has a podcast.
Yeah, but now we're family. Don't you feel it?
You know what would make us even a more bonded family is if a ghost came right now.
Okay, we're in the most haunted room at the Comedy Store.
I am so excited. Yeah,
and I'm scared a little.
And Gus resides here.
Right.
And Gus was somebody who...
Gus was a doorman at the Comedy Store. Back then it was called Ciro's. It was a nightclub, and he was murdered in the main room. And I saw him through this window twice.
Oh my God.
What did he say to you?
He didn't say anything. He had no eyes. It was just it was a round face.
Was it white?
It was white face, round, you know what I mean? Not as round as mine because I'm Asian, but pretty round.
Like white,
you know what I mean?
Round.
White round.
Of course. Yeah. White round.
Right, yeah. And he had a yellow top hat on. Right? And his hands were on the
Like Dick
window.
Tracy?
Yes.
How long did you see him for?
It was Dick Tracy. me and my friend Johnny Sanchez, who's a comic, we looked up at the window, then we looked at each other, then we looked back up at the window, and he was gone.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I didn't show up here for another year.
Are you serious?
I was freaked out, yeah.
Is that the only first time you've ever seen a ghost?
Yes. All the ghosts I've ever seen is in this building.
You know what? It feels haunted. It feels haunted, I'm going to say.
Well, comedians a lot of times have very tragic ends, so I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Gus sounds like he had the most tragic ending of them all.
Yeah, and there was also a man, I don't know if you know this, but there was
Are you going to hold my hand?
No.
Later in the podcast, because I hope that you are.
There was a man who came here in the 80s with his family from Ohio or something.
Oh, boy.
And Mitzi said, you're not funny, because he showcased for her.
Oh, boy.
Right? So you know what he did? He went to the top of the Hyatt.
Did he kill himself?
No.
Jumped off.
No.
He tried
to
hit.
What a pussy.
I know.
One fucking person telling you you suck and you kill yourself?
Yeah. I'm out of
show
business.
I know.
We'd all be dead if the first person who told us
I would have killed myself the first night.
Do you know how many people told me I sucked? Like, I fucking resent.
People still think I suck. You know?
Who thinks you suck?
Oh, my God. So many people.
Your girlfriend.
She hates me.
Your girlfriend.
My parents
hates
hate
you?
Me. They all hate me.
I would love to know, what is Bobby Lee's girlfriend like?
Yeah.
She is Filipino.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's a jungle Asian.
Jungle Asian. Is that a racist term?
Very
for me
racist.
To say, but
yes.
You can say it.
Yeah, because I'm Korean.
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
I'm a snow Asian. Yes.
You look like a little snow
Thank
bunny.
You. And we met on Tinder.
Oh,
I yeah,
like
and
this.
I wanted to just slam it. You know what I mean?
Like right away, you saw that first pick.
Yeah,
like,
I went right, and there's no way she'll go right, and she did.
Wow,
we matched. And then I just kept going.
She just got a boner right away when you matched?
Yeah. Oh, I think I jerked off right then and there.
Oh. You know what, I mean? What were her pictures? What did her pictures look like?
Oh, beautiful. Like sexy.
What was she doing? Was she posing in a club? Was she by a river?
No, they're all on the beach and stuff because she lived in Long Beach at the time. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And she's great legs and just... And I went to Long Beach and I sat there at a coffee shop. I waited for her. And as soon as I saw her... We haven't been apart in 3 years. I'm like,
are you serious?
Yeah. That's really sweet.
My God,
yeah.
Bobby.
And
are you married? Are you married?
No. I think we will.
Oh,
yeah. I think this is the. And I do a podcast with her too. Yeah.
So she's funny.
She's not in comedy. She was
funny
a nurse.
To you.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
But she,
I let her do the podcast, so she keeps fucking me. That's.
But she would go to podcasts with me, and they would have her on, and she always killed it.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's like. Then she wanted to do one, and we did one, and you know.
I love those people who are non-comedians, but they're very funny.
Yeah.
Like, some of my friends are the funniest people I know.
They're
funnier than any comedian I've ever met.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Comedians are annoying sometimes.
They're annoying and they're whiny.
Because they can't turn it off, and they're so needy for the laughter, and you're like, oh my God, shut it down.
When I come home after a really good set, I'm like, Steven, I just killed. He's like, I don't care. I'm like, what do you mean? Everyone, I was a queen.
Your boyfriend is a comedian?
No, not at all.
Oh, he's not. He's not.
He's the person who listens to Christine to say, I killed it.
Yeah.
All right. Right.
I get to come home to him and be like, oh, I was so good. He's like, that's what you say every night. Like,
and he's
care.
Like, I used to babysit Rihanna. Is that a secret?
No, I guess not.
who used to?
My boyfriend used to work for Def Jam, Island Def Jam.
Ooh.
And there was like a story where he had to follow Rihanna
uh-huh.
around in Barbados.
Is that how she says?
Oh, that's how I say it.
Rihanna.
And he has all these amazing pictures of her that no one's ever seen when she was like 16 or something.
Oh, wow.
She's so fucking beautiful.
She was still hot then, still hot.
Still
now.
Hot.
Yeah.
Still hot.
I like it.
how are you in bed?
Ooh, I'm not good.
Really?
Yeah,
but do you really feel that way?
I'll tell you why, though, because I'm 5'4".
I'm
fat and I'm ethnic.
You're not fat.
I actually made a comment after we saw you last night,
yeah.
and this is not pandering. That I was like, Bobby Lee looks like he lost some weight. He looks good.
Yeah, because you did a bit last time I saw you.
You didn't look at me in the eyes when you just said that.
You look good.
Thank you so much.
I said there was going to be a lot of sexual attention on this podcast because I was like, I'm very attracted to Bob.
Yeah, I feel
really?
Like. Yeah, I feel like you get pussy thrown at.
Why did you just look away, Bobby?
No.
Make eye contact. Keep looking away from who?
Well, you know, I went to high school. There was this thing called the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Yeah, where the girls asked the guys.
Never went.
Because no one asked you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No one asked you to the Sadie Hawkins.
No.
He wasn't eligible.
No. And my cousin and I, one Sadie Hawkins, we took my Toyota. I had like a station wagon. And we parked it on the edge of this cliff where we can see the Sadie Hawkins dance, right?
Oh.
And we sat there and smoked pot.
This is
And we literally started crying.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why? Because no women.
Because no one
asked
would
you?
Ever ask us.
Yeah.
I lost my virginity when I was a junior, and we know how what happened
in high school.
Yeah,
that's good.
No, it wasn't.
I was in college.
It was this girl who was a couple years younger, and she had sex with six guys from my wrestling team, and I was the last guy in line.
Oh, you were the last.
Yeah, and she wasn't passed out. She was willing. You know what I mean?
She just wanted to
throw that out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Finish the collection.
I'm like, that sounds like a rape.
Yeah.
Clarify, please.
Yeah. But I wasn't raped, and it was...
Good for you.
I was last, and that was my first sexual experience.
How was it?
I don't remember. Really. I was a little drunk, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I felt good, I guess. And then...
got it in.
Yeah.
Got it out.
I give it
got
an eight.
Got that nut.
but, eight.
But then I would go to Tijuana...
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Shit.
With like the other, like the Filipinos and stuff.
The others.
Yeah, the others. And we would go to prostitutes and stuff because we couldn't get girls.
But that's fine. We're very
pro-prostitute
on the guys we've fucked.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So people have written us before and like, I'm 27 and I haven't had sex yet. I kind of want to hire a prostitute. I don't know. Is that weird? I'm like, no, it makes total sense.
Oh, yeah.
So how are those prostitutes?
Yeah, it's like, would you order seamless? Sure.
Yeah.
We really feel that way, though.
I think I've done over a couple hundred, actually.
A couple hundred?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had like a very negative experience?
Oh, like half of them are.
What was the gnarliest process?
I was in, I went to Pahrump, which is like outside of Vegas, yeah. And that's where the brothels are. They're like the legal ones.
Wait, say that again.
Pahrump?
I thought it was.
Sounds like a boner killer.
Is Donald Trump on that? What is that?
Pahrump?
Yeah.
It's Donald Trump's shitty brother, Steve.
Pahrump.
Pahrump Tower. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. And it was like 3 a.m, and it was like this house, and you ring the doorbell, and I woke up the house, which was the brothels. And there was probably 20 girls working, but only four wanted to work. So they come down in the lobby, right?
They were the bitchiest ones.
Yeah, one of them looked like, had the body of Michael Chiklis from The Shield. Like, just thick and round and really buff.
She was ready to go.
And angry. Uh-huh. And I'm just, that's not my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're like, and, next.
You're petite.
The, yeah, and the next one was the one I did, which was,
the one you did.
She was a supermodel. Like, full-blown supermodel. But
way
had,
better than
Michael
the other
Chiklis
one.
Or supermodel.
But she had been in a fire.
Stop it.
No, I'm not kidding.
You're fucking Bobby.
She looked like Harvey Dent.
Bobby.
No, I'm being real.
Wait. Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, like half her face.
Oh my
God. But the other half was supermodel.
Yeah, so I just closed one eye.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And I did it, you know, but.
Did she explain? Did
no,
she, like,
you
address
can't
it?
Ask.
No, but it's the elephant in the room, and
right.
I'm sure she might have.
But how did you know it was fire and not like an acid attack?
It could have been an acid. It could have been, you know what I mean? But I don't know.
Well, there's this documentary about an acid attack,
yeah.
But right. Also they get married at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
It's called Crazy Love.
Yeah, ruined it for everyone.
That is crazy.
It's an amazing
I've
documentary.
I've been telling you about this for years, and now we just ruined it. So.
It's absolutely amazing. Shit. You got to watch it.
Spoiler
and
alert.
And later, when he gets older, he was even like seedier, really.
Yeah.
Like there was like a hint of him, he's still like
seedier
behaving.
Than throwing acid in his balloon.
But that's why we need feminism, because if there's still a woman in the world who would take a man back after she throws acid, after he throws acid in her face.
Bitch, get better morals and love yeah. yourself.
She
more.
Went blind.
Yeah.
She went half
blind. Oh, so she couldn't fucking see him anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How did she know it was him? She knew.
She knew. She knew, yeah.
The chills on her spine.
I know this dick.
Yeah,
I know this horrible
It's not easy
feeling.
To ask when somebody wasn't. Like, it's like if you shake somebody's hand and they are missing a hand and you don't know that and you shake
you
their
go
nub.
Out, yeah.
You shake
yeah.
their nub. And then in your head, you're like, that was a fucking nub. But you can't go, was that a nub?
Is
you
that
have
your
to
nub?
Just let it go.
Right.
Like, as if you knew, right?
Yeah. You've shaken nubs?
Yeah, I shake nubs.
Multiple?
I think a couple times in my life I've shaken a nub.
You have a more interesting life than us.
Way yeah. more.
Oh, thank you.
What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh my God, I've had so many weird things.
Like sex related. So, let's talk about your weird
is
sex
that what
shit.
It is? Is
yeah,
that,
it's always sex related when
yeah.
we ask you a question.
I mean, I've had a million things. One time there was this guy named Brian Keith Etheridge.
Oh, please, just
and
save.
He's a comic.
Related to Melissa?
Save his
no?
name.
No, I don't know if he's related, but he's one of the ugliest comedians out there.
Really?
Yeah, he literally has no chin. It's like his face blends into his shoulders.
Is he comfortable with this?
Yeah, he knows he's ugly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, half his act is about how ugly he is.
Perfect.
And he
Isn't
looks
his first
like...
album? I know I'm ugly.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And he's got these like weird like Bill Gates glasses. He's like, a really weird looking guy.
Okay.
And he's got Gollum's body. You know how white dudes get skinny arms and they have a belly?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has, because he's rocking that.
Whoa.
And then another comedian who's Palestinian named Aaron Kader. People know him. He's had specials and stuff, right?
Okay.
And we went to Vegas and we met these two toothless sisters. One was 300 pounds and uh-huh. the other one was 90 pounds.
What the
Like
fuck?
One smoked a lot of pot, one did meth.
Like, whoa, like. Okay.
And
were you like, yes, them?
Yeah. I mean, for
what
me.
What the fuck were
no,
you on?
No, because remember, like, this is when I first started really kind of doing stand up. And so I never really got any girls. So
anyone
that came around, I would do it.
Which
because,
sister did you fuck?
No, but this is what happened.
Okay.
We got two of the sisters into my room in Vegas with the Riviera, and we had sex with the two sisters with three guys.
I was so the guy with no chin.
Yes, him.
You
and the Arab comic.
Yeah, and the
he's
Arab
probably hot. I feel like
he's
Arab,
really cute.
Arab guys are really,
really cute.
Good looking.
He's really cute and still was doing this.
Yes. Well, he's a comedian, dude. He's crazy.
Yeah, maybe they had great personalities.
He feels like he deserves
that
less.
That was rude of me.
So what happened was, mm-hmm. like, we were making love for like three, no condoms.
You
either,
were
which
making
is like
love.
I love
not
the
healthy.
Making love.
Yeah.
That is not what
I'm. Oh,
I
make love. I don't have sex.
You're so lonely.
I mouth kiss with my mouth open. You know what I mean? I do the whole thing. I caress, you know what I mean?
Aww.
Yeah, thank you.
That's very sweet.
And so like 3-4 hours in, I'm like looking around the room. I don't know where Brian is, the ugly one.
Oh, the ugly.
Yeah. And like
who's that guy?
Aaron's with the skinny one on the other bed. I'm with the fat one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I don't know where Brian is, but I kept going, you know? And then, because I was doing her from behind.
Okay.
And I feel something tickling my butthole.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I turn around, and there was no one there. So it was like paranormal.
It was Gus.
Yeah.
No!
So then I kept going, and then now I know there's something rubbing against my butthole, right?
Yeah.
And I looked down.
Did you like it?
I did. I really did like
it. Good. Yeah, see, guys need to fucking relax about ass stuff.
Yeah. And Brian is going down, eating her out while I'm having sex with her.
Wow.
Right, which is disgusting.
That is a very complicated maneuver.
Why is it disgusting?
Because of the juices.
Okay.
You know, he's being showered with all kinds of juices.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then what happens is I go, get out of there. So I kind of like
get
nudge him.
Get out of there.
Yeah, because it's weird.
Like it's Saving Private Ryan.
And he lifted his head and my penis rubbed against his eye. Right?
Did you come in his eye?
No, but what happened was 3 hours later, we're having breakfast. And I'm talking to Aaron, and then I look at Brian, and his left eye
yes!
is closed shut with an infection.
You got a dirty ass dick, Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
Yo, how dirty is your dick,
Pretty dirty.
Or it was from her pussy that got on your dick.
Yeah, it could have been that. Yeah.
Were they prostitutes or were they?
No,
just
they were just
there?
Two girls that were crazy. Yeah, crazy girls. Yeah,
they were
crazy
fans, but you weren't crazy for doing that.
Well, you know, later I think after that I kind of went, you know, I want to stop doing that kind of behavior, and I just try. I really went for like regular, you know, dating
regular
and stuff
girls.
Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How? Who? Where? When was your first relationship?
Jennifer Fields, 24.
You're full. Name usage is my favorite thing.
Yeah, like
guys, she was my first podcast. Legitimate girlfriend.
What's her address?
She lives in.
No, I don't want to do it.
Did you fall in love? Is she the first person you fell in love with?
I didn't fall in love with her, but she was. Number one, like a white chick, which was pretty cool. You know what I mean?
I was gonna say, I was like, it seems like you have a history of a lot of Asian chicks. Is that what you're into?
No,
or
no,
just
no, 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 no.
Who will have you?
Whoa.
The girl.
No. Let's get this straight.
Listen to me, my friend. Okay. Listen to me right now, my friend. Okay. It's just that the only the only girl that I've had that was Asian I dated was a girl named Patty Lee, but she was a Power Ranger.
Shut. Was she the
Yellow Ranger?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, there's two shows. There's the regular Power Rangers, but they did a year where when they went into space.
Oh, Christ.
And it was that girl.
You dated a space Yellow Ranger?
Yeah.
That's not as cool.
And she was a Korean girl, the prettiest Korean girl you've ever seen. But then she dated, for years, David Cho, who's the artist, Joe On, who was in Limp Bizkit. You know,
you're naming a lot of Asian people
and
that
Bobby.
I've never
right,
heard
so
of.
She would only date. She only dates Asians that are like either like
established.
Yeah,
right?
And you were Bobby Lee was one of them, baby.
That's right, dog. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So no, so that was the only two. The girl I have now and that other one
were the two.
Oh, my point. Yeah.
Who was the first person you fell in love with?
I think the first person I fell in love with is Kalila, the one I have now.
You've only been in Kalila.
Yeah.
You've only been in love once?
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
How do you know?
Because the times before where I thought it was in love, I was in love, I wasn't.
Well, you know what?
In retrospect, you look back and you go,
Yeah. That's what my psychology teacher said. He's like, you never really know that you're in love until you're in the love that you're going to be in for the rest of your life. And I was like, is this on the test? Because I don't get it.
I
feel that way about my boyfriend now. Like, right. I've never felt this way about. I never thought a relationship could be this great in my life.
How long has it been?
Almost 5 years.
Amazing.
Oh, it's the best.
How do you guys keep that exciting?
Three ways.
She's not joking.
No, you mean real?
Yeah, because the thing is.
No, like, you really. No,
I'm serious. We only had one so far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we're moving on to four ways. But, you know, when I met him, he's so open about sex. He was the first person that was so open and logical about it. And I was so turned on by him. But he was dating a famous porn star at the time. So I was like, all right, you're off the market. I'll jot that down in a little note section. And then when they broke up, I was like, I'm going to tap that. And you're mine. And then we started dating. And we kind of acknowledge at the very beginning of our relationship, like, one dick or one pussy for the rest of your life just doesn't, that makes me feel trapped. And like, I don't know if I like that. And so we both recognize that that's how we feel about that. And that was the most comforting, like, weightlifting thing I've ever had in a relationship.
I think you're making me cry right now. I'm being real. I think that's an amazing thing.
Well, and when we had the three-way, we hit on her together as a team.
Wow.
And it was awesome. And she was great. And, yeah, it was good. Like, you really bond with somebody when
now,
you fuck somebody.
Now, the guy that you did it with, did you know him?
The girl.
Oh, the girl.
I love that you assumed it was a guy. That's the devil's threesome, Bobby. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
When it's two men and one woman,
just learning that.
The devil's threesome. We went through this. Like,
I know, but you told me that, recently. That was the first time I heard
apologize
that.
For assuming it was a guy.
I like that you assumed it was a guy, because a lot of guys are pussies about that.
Yeah, that's so not the norm. But because, well, would you be comfortable if your girlfriend was like, I want to fuck you, but also another guy?
Together.
Not right now, no.
Yeah,
in the future,
I'm not there
possibly
yet. I don't know yet.
How about another girl?
I don't think so. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the fact that I'm just extremely insecure as it is in bed. You mm-hmm. know, I'm like winging it.
What are you insecure
I'm
about?
I'm improvising. I just don't know how to move, really. You know what I mean?
Not a lot of wiggle.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know how to, I mean, I think it's kind of just like if you just start moving in a way that feels good for you,
yeah.
and then you can kind of just read off the other person's face.
Yeah, but there's also
there's not that many
I'm
things
also kind
you can
of,
do.
I'll just be honest with you. I'm a little violent.
In bed? Do you like choking?
Yeah, I do.
She loves getting choked.
Yeah, yeah. I choke her. And well, the first time I made love to Kalilah.
I like how you say making love, but you're also you. Like, I'm really violent.
The first time I made love to her, she only bled three times.
It but was, her eye looked
phenomenal.
Oof, yuck.
I no. also work at Sephora part-time for that cover-up.
Get that discount, girl.
You guys are very funny.
Why? That's why we're number
because
five.
Because when I first made love to her, right, in Long Beach in her apartment, right, it was during the day.
I
and we're
love
making
the
out,
specifics.
Right? We're making out. Uh-huh. It's got to be specific.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It makes it a different story if it's at night.
Oh, I agree.
Okay?
It's very true.
Yeah.
Fucking during the day and fucking during the night.
It's
two
different,
types of fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't write the song Afternoon Delight for no reason.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're making out and stuff like that, and she just literally punches me in the face, and she says, tell me you hate me. Right?
And no context clues before
and
that.
Then they wrote the episode of Californication.
Yeah. And I nutted.
Wow.
I literally nutted right then and there.
Now, have you ever had that type of sex with somebody before?
No.
So that's when you realize, I like this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I role played with one girlfriend, you know what I mean? But it was never like that.
What were the roles that you played?
Yeah.
Well, like just, I did, because I'd never done before. It's like, I'm a doctor, you know what I mean? And you're a nurse or right, you're okay. a patient or whatever.
I'm your tech guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't get too rapey,
it was
you know what I mean?
Asian man who works at a Mexican food store.
Oh, one of those.
Why?
We have those in New York. Do you have that in LA?
What?
The Asians who work at the Mexican food
but
store.
But they make Mexican foods. They're like tortillas.
Yeah.
No, but that's very Korean. No, right?
I mean, they're it's delicious.
We're gonna be the best at whatever.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's
like
so
you know.
Good.
So wait, before she punched you and you nutted, did she give you any indication that she was into this?
No,
she just did it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's funny if you were
vibing.
If it was that role was reversed and you just fucking decked her and you're like, and she came like everyone be like, well, you're violent. But when she does, I'm like, yeah, she knows what she wants.
Exactly.
Right.
It's fucked up.
I think the girl has to initiate anything like that.
But you didn't mind
violence.
Not having a warning.
No, I don't like
it. If a guy's going to fucking choke me, I'm like, tell me first.
Yeah, I also don't like a warning because then I know it's coming.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Yeah.
And
it's like
nutted.
When you're watching Star Wars, you're like, you know, somebody dies at the end. You know what I mean? You don't want to know that.
Ugh, we're going to get a lot of emails about that.
Yeah, we got an email about how
why?
Fucking,
it's been, no. It's been fucking.
I know. If you are real,
I agree with you.
You are real with you. I agree.
It's been three fucking weeks.
I know.
If you haven't seen it by now, then you're not going to fucking watch it.
You don't deserve to know.
Exactly.
As a surprise.
I talked about the moment when Adam Driver took off his helmet and that fucking hot bitch was chained to the thing. I'm like, I was so horny and I wanted him to fuck so bad. And someone wrote us and they were like, I thought this was the one podcast I could listen to that
all
was
the
no
podcasts.
Star Wars spoilers. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you.
No.
Dies.
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Surprise there is.
Yeah, and Bruce Willis is dead in The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, so fuck
okay,
you guys.
That's it.
You just pissed off a lot of people.
Everyone's so angry right now. No, we ruined three movies. So we ruined The Sixth Sense, Star Wars, and also Crazy Love.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's see how many movies we can ruin in this episode.
So wait, so she punched you. You come in her.
I didn't come, no.
Oh, you didn't. You said you nutted.
No, I did nut. See, the thing is this. This is what the miracle is. The miracle of life.
Yeah.
Okay?
You had
if
a baby.
She punched me and I came right then without even being inside her.
Wow.
That's how I knew it was love.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
She hit me and man, I came.
Where did you come?
I wasn't naked. It was in my pants.
Ooh, how did you break that to her?
Well, I told her. I just nutted.
Yeah.
And she goes, what? No way. Right? And then I pulled it down and it was like a Cambodian jungle down there. It was like moist. It was crazy.
Did you get hard again?
No, we didn't have sex that night. No, okay. No.
Wow. What was her reaction to that?
She liked it.
Because
I'm a little guy. See, here's the thing. She's really hot.
Yeah.
Everyone says that.
Like, well, everyone says that, and then they show us pictures. I'm like,
I'll show you.
We always do this. Whenever someone says their girlfriend or wife is really hot, we Instagram it immediately.
Like,
we're always let down.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Honestly, yeah, because if you're going to brag that much, she better be so fucking
hot. Okay, seriously, guys. I really want you to be... completely honest with me. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, this is going to be very awkward for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right. She's hot.
Holy shit, hot. Bobby.
How the fuck do you nail that?
Is she hot?
Yes.
Yeah, she's really
well, then,
hot.
See, I'm not fucking around here, man.
Yeah, you're not fucking around.
Really yeah, hot. And this is what
how many followers does she have?
And this is what I look like, right? You know what I mean?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
This is why men are fucking, this is why women are frustrated. Like,
especially women comedians.
You can have a picture of you in a fucking diaper dancing,
yeah,
and then your fucking hot ass, perfect looking girlfriend, like, eh.
Yeah, you look like someone who escaped from a retard prison. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah,
I don't even know if that's a thing.
A retard prison? Yeah. Don't prison the retards just because they're retards.
Speaking of that, like, I got a call a year ago on the show. Steve Reynolds, is it, you know, The League?
Yeah. Was, yeah.
They called me and they said, hey, we wrote you a part. I go, what is it? They go, a Chinese guy with Down syndrome.
Were you like, and sold? And don't even call my agent.
I go, you're going to put prosthetics? They go, no, you're fine.
That's
and I think,
amazing.
I really think that the showrunners think that I have Down syndrome.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because
like
when I was acting, they go, just be yourself. I swear to God.
Wow.
So I don't have to do like a retarded thing. No. Well, I think they'll believe it.
And they were serious. They weren't joking.
They weren't kidding me.
Wow.
So those are the kind of situations why I look in the mirror and I go, you know what I mean?
Who cares,
that's not what we see.
I don't care.
You're with is so fucking hot.
I know. It's great.
Dude, how many times do you fuck a week?
Here's the thing, though.
What?
I have some problems.
Please tell us your problems. A lot of people have problems.
I know, but this is something that I've been addressing in a really big way, which is that I have porn erectile dysfunction.
So you masturbate to porn too much and then you can't get it up?
Yes.
Oh, that's
what kind
stop
of
looking at
porn are you into?
Just regular ones. You know,
what's
I'm not
regular porn though?
Like
no. Well, like I mean, for instance, like when I search porn, I do young, like goth teens. That's my thing.
I look
are you
for
being real?
Big ass
yeah.
riding.
No,
cock.
I'm being real.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, do you look like you worked for a minimum wage at Hot Topic? How can I pull my panties down?
Are you really kidding me?
No,
kidding?
I'm not
no, she's
joking.
Talked about
oh my
this
God,
a lot.
That's
do you see
so
my
funny.
Face?
That's
do you
so
see
funny.
My face right now?
Yeah,
I dyed my hair black because I'm just like, it doesn't look like I'm sad enough on the outside and I need to know.
What kind of porn did you watch?
Well, no, my porn is very specific. Number one, I have to do HD.
Okay.
I can't. Blu-ray.
All right,
it's gotta
nerd.
Be.
Why? You like to see zits on people's faces?
Exactly. I have to see the fallopian tubes.
I want like a real person.
You know I mean? I have to see freckles.
I don't want to see that. I want you to be fake perfect for
no,
me.
But when it's like when you're watching it free online, right? It's blurry.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
I like that.
Because
I'm like, you're hiding your flaws. Good. Thank you.
Oh, I don't. And also, secondly, I need an interview.
What?
Yeah, and there needs to be an interview.
So you
in
like
it.
The casting couch shit.
Yeah, there
you
needs
fucking
to be a girl like, this is my first time, and I don't even know if this is something I want to do. And then when the penis first enters, I have to see their decision in their eyes.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in their eyes, they have to go, Mom, and or you know, whatever.
What makes so that casting couch, I was so concerned about that. I'm sure you've seen on like YouPorn, the casting couch shares, and I was very concerned. And I addressed
this
with Christina.
She saw one that fucked her up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, she didn't look like she wanted to give that blowjob, Christina.
Why does that turn you on?
I don't know.
You
if
like
that's the
that?
Thing. No, I don't like, listen.
Yes,
I
but you're also like
I
getting punched
that.
In the face.
Your dick's,
I have,
your
I
dick's
said
telling
that.
You yes, but your mind's telling you no.
And I get that. I experienced that with
my pussy. I feel so bad saying that out loud. I should edit myself. But
No,
I'm
going to
just tell you something
podcast.
Right now. Yes, that's something that I did watch. I like what I weeded it out.
No, it's
I
there's nothing wrong with that.
I read an article on Men's Journal saying that this is a new
legit.
Phenomenon, right?
Right.
Amongst kids between the ages of like 18 to 25 because they're so inundated with all this pornography, right? Mm-hmm. That when they're with a real woman, they can't get aroused.
I understand that. Yeah. I totally understand that. And like when I master, like sometimes Steven will go to bed. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take my vibrator to the couch and look at porn. And you know, it's different. It's a different orgasm.
Yeah.
It's different. And I'm like dirtier than I am.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll be.
It feels so wrong.
Yeah. And but that feels good. Like sometimes when I'm fucking them and I'm high or I'm drunk or I'm both. I'm just like use him like a fucking doll. I'm like, yeah, you're my fuck toy. You know what I mean? And I love that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care. I'm not, you know, doing anything. He's like, don't stop hitting me. But but I like that. I like taking advantage. And
have you guys always been open like this sexually?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And that's why we were kind of so blown away with the podcast because we're like we just sat down one
like
day
this.
And kind of talked the way we always talked, and then everyone's just like, holy shit, I can't believe you're saying that. And we're like, oh. Everyone doesn't talk like this?
Yeah, people don't talk about it.
Yeah, they don't.
Do you
yeah.
talk about it with your friends or?
No, I talk about my friends and my, I mean, I talk about with my parents.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, every prostitute I've ever had, I told my parents.
What are they?
This is amazing because
why? Don't do don't do no more.
And really? Like, by the time the 300th time, they're still the same reaction.
Yeah, I'm open with my family.
Do you have siblings? So, like, what's it like having Bobby Lee as a son?
My brother is crazier than I am.
Really?
No way.
My brother is 40 years old.
What's his name?
He's a singer of a band. Stephen Lee.
He's the singer of a band.
Yeah, and the band's called Monkey Hammer.
Of course it is.
I'm sorry, what's it called?
Monkey Hammer.
Is that a Sanrio character?
I don't know what it is.
Monchichi.
And the drummer is David Cho, the artist.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
You keep saying David Cho, the artist, like we all know, it's Jackson Pollock.
I gotta be honest, I'm acting like I know who he is, but I don't know who he is.
Oh, David Cho is Korean, and he's one of the biggest like street artists in the world. Yeah.
Cool.
He
like the Banksy of Asian people.
Right. In fact, he was the guy that he drew in the Facebook, you know, Facebook corporate offices. He did street art for them, right?
Okay.
Because Zuckerberg wanted it. And they gave him stocks. They go, you want 60 grand or stocks? He took the stocks.
Good man.
And he cashed them in for $250 million.
Holy Christ. Shit.
Yeah, so now here's...
He's painting all over
he has a can of spray paint.
He buys buildings we could paint on them.
Yeah.
Like, good for
so
him.
Then he says, I want to start a band. So he hired my brother as a singer.
Oh, shit.
And he hired a guy named Money Mark.
Does he not have any money?
He wrote and produced most of the Beastie Boy album.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was like the fourth Beastie Boy, pretty much.
Holy
yeah.
crap!
So they just That's opened up for Die Antwoord in Vegas, in Hawaii, and
Holy shit.
So he's legitimately doing it. You know what
wow.
I mean?
Wow!
But what Dave said to my brother was, "You're going to work for me," and the first job that Dave gave my brother was, "You're just going to have sex with prostitutes all over the world."
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because he has all this money, he doesn't know what to do, right?
Holy!
So he flew my brother to Macau. It's an island.
I don't even know where that is.
Hawaii?
You know, in China.
Oh.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah, Hawaii, China.
They're both kind of Asian-y. They're both Asian-y places.
You're close.
Karen.
Yeah, you didn't see Nigeria.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So
you're close. Yeah, yeah.
God, white people are
dumb. But, so that was the first job that my brother had.
Wow.
So they would send me emails of photos. It was disgusting. I hated it.
Of him
yeah, you seem like you were really troubled by it.
No, my brother... I don't want
him. Did you have a complex with it? Like, I want to get bigger than that?
No, it's not that. It's just that I don't want my brother to behave that way, you know?
Hmm.
But you
behaved that way.
I know. It's contradictory, I guess.
Yeah. You want better for the people you love than for yourself. That's the comedian way.
Like, if I ever had kids, I don't want them to know. It's out there now, but, like, you know, the things
they're
going to
know this forever.
Yeah, I'll tell you. This is downloadable.
What else have you done?
Yeah. I've done a lot of shitty things. I'll give you this information. I have 14 years clean and sober.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I've been
I really thought you were on coke.
did you really?
Yeah, honestly.
No, this is how I am sober.
Yeah, so what are you like? Yeah.
I'm meth. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
So you just went right into meth?
Yeah, I did meth. I did acid.
You don't have a meth face.
I know, because it's been 14 years.
So did you have one and then
I look like a Steven Yeun from The Walking Dead, like 14 years ago. I look good. Skinny, you know what I mean?
What's meth like?
That's the best.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is it?
It is.
The reputation is worth it.
I understand that it destroys your body.
Yeah.
Right? Nice. Really fast. You lose your teeth. Right?
Bummer.
Your fingernails.
Bummer.
But it really fixes your soul.
It really cleanses your palate mentally.
But there's a moment when you're on meth where you believe that you can conquer the world.
Really?
Were you breathing really hard?
I feel like the yellow Power Ranger in space.
Yeah, that's just like Patty. Yeah, that's what
good
I felt.
Callback,
like. Yeah, very good callback.
Is heroin
callbacks?
Is heroin better than meth, or vice versa? Or?
No, I'm more of a Vicodin guy.
That's painkiller, right?
Yeah, that's it's an opiate. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
What does a painkiller make you feel like? Just kind of like nothing. Like you're Jello, or
here's what happened. I was sober for 12 years. I got sober when I was 17.
Holy fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How long had you been not sober before that?
Well, I started doing drugs at the age of 12, really.
12?
Yeah.
What?
I know, I'm still really confused.
But how do you even get into drugs? I wouldn't even know how to go about getting drugs when I was 12.
I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to go back now.
Like, I'm like, do I ask Posh Spice? Like, how do I even know?
When I was 9, I lived in Minnesota. And when I lived in Minnesota, there was a man who lived... by this ice skating rink outside, right?
He's
homeless. And he had Down syndrome.
Stop!
No, he wasn't homeless, was he?
No, he was the guy during the summers where he would, you know, do the lawn. He took care of the lawn.
Yeah.
And the Zamboni.
Let's give him this job.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's repetitive. He
but
can do
he
it.
He lured me in with candy and he would play with my penis.
What? Oh, so this is the part where you were molested.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Was this the only time you were molested? You were molested by a Down syndrome man who drove a Zamboni.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go on.
And
But do we count it because he has Down syndrome or do we not know better? You were still molested either way.
I mean, regardless.
I mean, you were still Donald.
But here's the thing. I literally didn't feel bad about it.
Because he had Down syndrome?
No, this is what it is. This is where my addiction started.
He loved it.
I loved it. He has sweaty fingers inside me. I loved it.
Yeah, Steve.
But the thing was that he used to lure kids in with candy in the shed,
what
right?
What a fucking prick.
Yeah, what a prick, right? But I went back every day for like 3 summers in a row.
Oh, you love that.
Because you love
candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of candy?
He had like the dip ones.
Dipsticks?
Yeah, I love dipsticks.
Oh my God. Yeah. I know that's a weird word for candy.
Oh, you dip it in the sugar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
And then your dirty saliva picks up sugar from the other side of the pack.
You're like, more, please.
Then you lick it
again. Share with your friends.
Yeah.
It's the most hygienic candy.
So then that ended, and then we moved back to San Diego, and that's when I started doing drugs. So I think it's all like kind of linked.
Did you do drugs because you were molested?
I don't know. I think there's a long line of alcoholism in my family. Oh, okay. So I believe that inevitably it was going to happen to me. Yeah.
But you just happened to be molested pretty young.
Pretty young.
Did he suck your dick or?
Yeah, no, he. I jerked him off. You know what I mean?
What? How did he ask you to jerk him off?
Don't play with. play with my ding dong or whatever.
But you know what I mean? How old was he?
What?
How old was he?
I don't know. I was 9.
Oh my God.
Can I see your license and registration, please?
I was going to say, how old was he in real people years?
That's rude, yo.
That's rude.
Did you ever tell anybody when you were a child about this?
Yes, I did. When I was 16, I went to this place called the Ocean View Recovery Center because I was doing drugs, right? I got sober when I was 17. And I shared it for the first time at group level.
Group level.
And then can I say something? So we had this thing called knees to knees. What happens
that
is...
That sounds molesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that his program?
We all give each other blowjobs to get through our pain.
You drive on the Zamboni with me on my lap, then we're going to do knees to knees.
Okay.
Family members come from the kids that are in the recovery center,
oh,
right?
Oh, boy.
So
that's
you go awkward. Into the middle of a room, right? You form a circle, but in the middle of the room, there's two chairs. You touch knees to knees with your mom and your dad. Oof. And you tell them.
Is that the best way to do it?
And you tell them your darkest thing, right?
Oh my God.
So I said, there's like, imagine like 60 people in a circle, right?
Oh, shit. Were they all Korean? Was this a religious affiliated thing?
No, this is a rehab.
No, Bobby's the only Korean fucker.
You just got the fucking short end of the stick. A bunch of kids with the short end of the stick.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So, and I said to my dad, I go, when I was 9, I got molested by a guy with Down syndrome, right? So this is what you hear. You hear silence for about 10 seconds, and then you hear this. My dad laughed.
No way.
Yeah.
Your dad laughed at your molestation.
In a racistly Asian way.
Then my brother laughed, and then I laughed.
Your brother was here?
We all laughed really loud, and then they literally thought about kicking me out of the treatment center.
Oh, then you laughed.
Yeah, I laughed.
Is that how your family deals with shit?
Yeah.
Laughter.
That explains a lot, though.
Yeah. About you.
He still does it. Like, remember when the guy touched you? You know what I mean?
But doesn't that kind of make you feel better?
Yeah.
Like you're not so victimized.
Well, your comedy comes from here's the elements of comedy comes from
dark
my
shit.
Parents both being kind of outwardly like kind of not rude, but they just don't leave they don't hide things.
Right.
They're people that wear their emotions on their sleeves, you know what I mean? And my dad was very violent growing up. He was an alcoholic himself.
Oh.
So I came from like just a very loud violent, you know what I mean? Upbringing.
Were you like beat as a child?
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
Really?
With golf clubs. Yeah.
By your dad or your mom, or just your dad?
My parents both beat the shit out of me.
With golf clubs.
Yeah, but dude,
were you like?
But you seem kind of okay with
it. Yeah, you seem
100% okay because it's like you know people go, oh, but I'm like I was a bad kid.
That's why I was on Mad TV for 8 years.
Yeah. So that's what happened. So here's what. So I'm telling the story because I got sober when I was 17, and then when I got to Mad TV, right, the first 2 months I was there, they said, one of the producers said, just between us and the people that are listening, that I don't think that you're that funny, and I didn't really want you on the show.
Right? Why did he fucking say that?
Because I was complaining how the writers aren't right for me or whatever, right?
So why were you on just because you were Asian and feeling kind of a slot?
Yeah, here's the thing is that I was pretty much the only Asian in a sketch show, really. I mean, Stephen Park.
Well, Keegan was the fucking
Keegan was on. Yeah, so it's like they didn't know what to do with me, and to be fair to them, I wasn't good.
Really?
Yeah, because I was a stand-up. I was like, I had never taken acting classes. I was really nervous.
So you didn't know how to do characters.
I didn't know how to do anything. I don't even know why I was on the show, but you know what I mean? And I relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
After, yeah, that's how I relapsed.
That
and then
sense.
2 years in, I was taking like 30, 40 Vicodins a day, drinking 24 hours a day.
Whoa.
Yeah, and there's a famous story that I did on Ari Shaffir's show, This Is Not Happening, where I, the last sketch I did, I was detoxing off Vicodin. Ooh. I played Connie Chung. And I did. And
amazing.
I said, good evening, I'm Connie Chung, and I shit my pants on television.
No way.
And they wiped the diarrhea from my body, and then I got fired, and I left, and I went got
what
sober again.
What a shitty night that
this was. 14 years ago. Yeah, and then I got sober, and they hired me back, and I stayed on it for 6 more years.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why. It was a long, you know what I mean, trek to that, but, you know, that's... Yeah.
Holy
just tell you a little something about my, me and my...
How does all of that you just told us affect your dick?
Yeah.
Like when you want to fuck somebody and she's like,
what
do you do next?
Exactly. That's the thing. It's like I think that guys, if you're in that situation, is you have to save the fucking gun. Don't shoot the gun.
Right, right.
So what happens is when you don't masturbate for a very long time and you don't watch porn, right, your mind resets normally. You know what I mean? And then when you're with your girlfriend, you're cuddling or whatever, you get erect.
Yeah.
And then you can function, you know what I mean? But I just think that those other things, number one, it's a drug. Right?
Porn?
And all that stuff.
I understand that.
Right?
I understand. Like, masturbating to porn is such a more aggressive, different way of coming than it is with a person.
Yeah.
Like, sure.
You're not even acknowledging another human's existence. You're just like, it's a very selfish thing.
Very selfish.
Yeah.
And it's in the long run, if you do it a lot, I don't think it's healthy.
So, but if you experience that with your girlfriend now, like, do you just stop watching porn?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So when was the last time you watched porn?
I mean, I was in Edmonton just last weekend doing shows. I did it one night.
If you're on the road.
Yeah, I was just bored.
Can you not come from your imagination?
I've never done that.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah, like I'll think of stick figures. You know what I mean?
Because I primarily come from my imagination or just like people I know. Like even people I hate or a celebrity. I'll like kind of like put celebrities with people I know in real life and then just kind of mash them up.
Wait.
Porn does ruin your imagination.
Yeah. Well, there's this fantasy I have about like my ex-boyfriend. He's like friends with Lindsay Lohan, but I've never met Lindsay Lohan, but I don't know, there's something about like we kind of like get in a fight and then she like bitch fights me with a platter of fresh fruit and that really
this is choice.
It really gets
I'm so glad you have whiskey in you.
Well, because we're at an event, and so but she's not catering, but somehow gets a hold of the catering
Lindsay's
tray.
The catering waiter.
She gets a hold of the catering tray at the fancy event that we're all at together, and she beats me with it. But then my ex is over there watching, and then we get into it. But then it's like it's a ruckus, and there's watermelon and pineapple. But then we also fuck at the end,
and that's what you masturbate to.
Yes.
Whoa, man.
You build the scenario. In your head.
You know what? Kind of recently, I was like,
yeah, I'm the kind of kid who could make a spaceship out of a refrigerator box, okay?
That's
me. I grew up in New Jersey.
And
I needed my imagination.
You know what? That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
The few times that I've jerked off to my imagination, I'm like, wow, it's like a whole new world out there. Like, I can think of anything.
Right.
But I'm so fucking lazy that I want to see it in real life, so I just Google it. You know what I mean?
You have to concentrate too hard.
Yes, you do.
All forget, like, we all have Ariel from The Little Mermaid inside of us. Like, a fork is a comb, but we just don't challenge ourselves.
Yeah.
I feel like we could.
I was in the Middle East doing shows.
Of course you were.
Right? And with a guy, Ahmed Ahmed, he's a comic, and Sebastian Maniscalco and Eric Griffin, and we were touring in the Middle East. We were there for months. And there's no porn there. You can't get on it.
Even on the internet.
Can't. They block it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's why everyone's so mean.
Yeah.
That's why everyone has to stick up their ass.
Yeah, right. And 3 weeks in, I literally turned to the guys and go, I think I might masturbate through my imagination.
And did you?
I did once, yeah.
And what was your imagination? What did it bring you?
Like those girls that dress up as ninjas out there. You know what I mean?
Wait. In the Middle East, there's girls that dress up as ninjas?
You know the ladies, they wear the black all over their body? They should cover their...
So are you talking about...
Well, you don't watch CNN?
Wait, are you talking... I mean, I do.
When you're in Abu Dhabi and you see Muslim women, they wear they cover their faces in the thing.
Oh, right.
That's not a ninja. That's
pants.
Yeah, that's a religious... That's a burqa, I think you're talking about.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know what it was called. I call them ninjas. I apologize. To me, they look like ninjas. That's all.
I was like, oh, you mean?
Oh, that's a badass way to describe
it. You mean
that.
A burka? Yeah. Yeah. Ninjas are fighting crime. Burkas are just fighting misogyny. Yeah, I believe.
But that's what I masturbated to a girl that I saw. That I could see her face, right? But she was
well,
very
her
pretty
eyes.
Face.
Her
eyes.
Her whole face.
No, she was exposed. I was buying like
she looked like a real
a beverage.
Slut in the eye.
Like, yeah. You're you whore.
Yeah, and I was able to like, you know what I mean? It was violent, my imagination, but.
And so. Were you violent towards her or was she violent towards you?
I think in this situation, it was more of a, you know, I mean, like, take that thing off. You're not a ninja.
You think you get off from violence yeah, like because your dad and mom beat you with golf clubs, though?
What?
But do you think, is that
and
why?
That's the title.
Yeah. Well, you have to understand, ladies. I'm going to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet that you called us ladies.
Ladies, you have
that's
to understand.
That's the nicest
this,
thing anyone's ever said about us.
Hey, thoughts. Yeah.
My parents, right, were immigrants from Korea, correct?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You tell me.
I'm telling you, right?
Yes.
I have 28 first cousins. They all went to
Ooh.
Ivy League schools. Okay. So you have this
you
one kid, up. Right, who's does drugs,
right.
Who gets all F's on his report card,
uh-huh.
Right? And it's
all
just
all F's,
yeah.
Like not even one's D.
No.
Did you just
completely?
Did you not try?
No, I think I'm just dumb.
You're
I don't
not,
know.
You're so such a good comedian.
A stand-up comedian can't be that dumb.
Well, you know
maybe.
What? How
you just
funny
can't be.
For how funny you are brilliant in that area.
Well, the thing is that I was a kid that got bad grades, but I would listen to the Velvet Underground. I would like
a cool kid.
Yeah, like I was a cool kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I liked Kurosawa films and
right.
whatever. Right.
Okay.
But I would do math and stuff like that too. So it's like, you know.
But you would get an F at it. So
yeah,
like, didn't try that hard.
But when you have a kid and all your like all uncles and aunts, you know, their kids are doing really well, you don't know how to respond to your son, right? So if I don't wake up for school, they used to beat me because they don't know what else to do.
With a
so
golf
they did,
club, though?
Yeah, they did the best they could. They did the best
if
they could.
If they were doing the best they could, they'd beat you with a bat.
Right, that's true. But my dad didn't play baseball.
The alarm didn't go off.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to tell you.
It's like Tiger Woods coming into Bobby's room tonight.
Fuck you, man.
When I was 10 years old, right, we were in Korea. And my grandmother is paralyzed from the neck down. She had a stroke, right? I don't know why you're
why
smiling.
I'm laughing
why
are
you
at
smiling?
That. Well, my grandma had a stroke, and she had the like brain of a 3-year-old, and we would fuck with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where's your pie, Grandma? I don't know. She'd be like, no pie. Yeah. I'm like, hey, just kidding. Here
and
it
so
is.
One day they found welts on her body.
Oh,
right,
dear
these
God.
Welts.
Oh
and
my
dad
God.
Goes, come here, Dad. What's going on? Right. The next day, he walked into her room, and my brother and I were hitting with her sticks.
Oh my God, Bobby.
Yeah, my
why
brother was 7.
Your grandma?
I was about 10. I don't know why.
That's all they knew.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's
is
all they
that
knew. That was the
when
life
you have
they
a
knew.
How ingrained that is.
Yeah, when you have a kid that behaves that way, you're going to beat him with golf clubs.
Yeah, but did they beat you with golf clubs before you beat your grandmother?
No,
with
I
golf
think
clubs?
I've always, every kid.
Wait, also, Asians are, I know you didn't have bats because you don't play baseball because you're Asian, but why did you have golf clubs? Is that an Asian sport?
Yeah,
I
Koreans love golf.
My do they?
Played, yeah, that's what they do. They play golf, yeah.
I didn't
oh,
know cool. that.
A lot of professional
golf's
female golfers are.
Oh, I knew the females. Yeah, I did. No. I knew that.
Okay, well then.
Wait, so why did you remember why you're like, I'm going to beat my paralyzed grandmother with a stick?
No, I mean, but why did I have like every
I'm
photo
bored.
Of me as a kid, I'm flicking off the camera.
Like,
I was
maybe
like a
candy
really
will
angry,
come out.
Wow, but
young,
you seem fucking normal.
Yeah, because
why?
I've been
like,
sober for 14 years.
I mean, you don't seem normal.
Or you
I'm going to retract
you,
that.
No, but I pray, I meditate, I read self-help
what do you,
books.
Who do you pray
for?
To?
Just whatever, this higher power or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
In AA or in 12 groups, they make you go, they say your second step is, you know, you found a power greater than yourself. It's
yeah.
the only way to get sober.
Right.
Right.
The
so,
only way.
Well, God. I mean, and that's what they believe. And I believe that too.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that personally. I do as well.
Yeah. I believe that a power greater than myself took away my obsession and my need to do drugs and alcohol. I don't think about it anymore. And
that's amazing.
I equate that to God. And when I say God, I don't mean a Christian God
right.
or a Western
religious
God.
Whatever it is to you. I mean, I believe in a higher power. I just don't know. I can't
right.
define that because I have no
that.
Idea. But
right.
I felt things before in my life. And like when you saw Ross or Russ or whatever the fuck outside
Gus.
The window.
Gus
yeah. whatever.
Yes.
Surely it's like, well, there's something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I've had limited experiences with that. But it's like that serves as proof to me that like, okay, there is something.
Yeah.
You don't just die and then you're done.
There you go.
So there's got to be someone in control of that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
I mean, if Western religions were more inclusive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With gays and whatever, you know, I'd be into it. But they're not, and I don't believe in whatever they they spout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Any
that's
any,
not love to me.
Yeah, that's not religion. Like I feel the purpose of religion is to support and encourage and inspire and shit. And I mean, there's a lot of people that have stories like that, but so many stories I hear of being fucking anti-gay or anti-sex before marriage or some shit. I'm like, how the fuck? No. How do you not see that that's so controlling?
It's so controlling.
Over you.
And then later you find out as an adult, you realize that religions were created just to control its people anyway by the powers that be.
It's adult Santa Claus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a very good
but way to put it. I find comfort in knowing, like, personally believing that there's something else.
Yeah, I
more.
Do too.
Well, we hope so, because a lot of times right here blows, so you're like, well, I'm just working towards something else.
Also,
keep on keeping on.
Corinne's looking out her window going, nah, fuck this. This shit sucks. There's something else. I just
there's
decided.
Something else.
Like in showbiz, I if I don't believe that, I would have quit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had such bad auditions. Where I literally go back in the car and I start crying.
Yeah.
You know, because it was so embarrassing.
So bad.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I have to believe that, oh God, you know what I mean? This is meant to be. Because if I don't believe that, I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. It's a comfort tool too.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone uses it in every spectrum of the religion. Like no matter how the intensity of the religion, it is comforting. And I understand the necessity for it, but then you look into the control shit and you're like, ah, boo.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Fuck that. What's your sex life like now with your hot girlfriend? Do you nut in her real quick? Still? Does she hit you? What's going on?
No, we...
Are you like, hit me tonight?
We don't free ball it, right? So I don't do condoms, right?
Okay.
And I do not... It's,
you don't do condoms?
We don't. We've never done it.
Ever? Or with her?
Well,
or?
You know.
Wait, no. Well, did you get an STD test? Did you ask for her
to get
one?
Yeah, I went to the doctor yesterday because of an issue.
Just yesterday.
Well, we have a new issue, which is she's itchy down there.
Well, that could mean a couple things.
There's a myriad of reasons.
She could have itchy.
It's my athlete's foot.
You put her foot up, your foot up.
You have an athlete's foot on your dick?
No, but she thinks, this is what she thinks. She thinks that my athlete's foot got onto my fingers and then onto my dick.
It is a fungus.
Yeah, and that she's getting itchy because that I'm giving her fungus.
Did she went to the doctor?
I went to the doctor.
And then what did he say?
He goes, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, but this could be a new thing.
Athlete's pussy.
So he gave me a cream.
That sounds rad as fuck.
Yeah.
Yo, got athlete's pussy.
My pussy loves working out.
Yeah.
Gonna be competing in the Olympics.
Have you ever been itchy down there?
Yes.
All absolutely. The time. The vagina is
so many reasons.
We
though.
Try to explain to the listeners the vagina is there's something always going
it's
wrong
pesky.
With the vagina.
Yeah.
Vagina is super fucking
if
moody.
I switch detergents, it's itchy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeast infections
what
suck.
What kind of vagina do you guys have?
One that smelled during a meeting today so much so that I was almost distracted from what I was saying. And I was like, I woke up late. That's on
she
me.
She goes to me, we pull into our parking lot of the Airbnb. She goes, I got to shower. My pussy smells so bad.
But sometimes,
and I was like, you know what? Sure. All right.
But it was like, there's also, I'm on birth control. And like the first week of birth control, there was like a metallic smell coming
weird.
From your pussy.
I don't find that at all.
And it's, I mean, I'm on a very.
Like a Wolverine or
like
something.
Like a cheap. Yeah, like a cheap. And then you're, what's going on with my pussy? I don't like this.
Wow.
And then you kind of have to be like, well, no one can eat my pussy the first week.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't experience
it. Do you like the way it looks, though, like growing up and everything?
I love my vagina.
You do?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, it is?
It's very pretty.
She has like a porn star tucked in vagina.
Yeah, it's very
nice.
I have like a throwing up vagina, but I didn't know that I was supposed to hate that until recently when people told me. And I said, you know what? I like it because I'm kind of like, I'm a strong woman and I feel like it's cool that like I almost have a dick.
Yeah. So it's like jazz
hands. I've seen her pussy.
Yeah.
It sticks out.
Jazz hands.
It sticks out. But it's very, it's equal in the roast beef curtains.
You have very symmetrical features.
I'm a very symmetrical person.
That's great. That's a great vagina.
So pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. So it's just like, love your vagina, even if it's big or small, but if it's asymmetrical, you're a fucking freak.
Yeah.
That's what we want to tell the listeners.
And let it fly. What's your dick like?
My dick is, remember in the movie E.T. when he was in the river and he was really sick?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It's gray. You know what I mean?
It's gray. Your dick's gray.
That's a good question.
Why is your dick gray?
I don't know what color an Asian person's dick is.
What color are your nipples?
My nipples are dark purple.
Can we see them?
My dick?
No, your nipples.
Oh, I mean, if you want to show us,
you know,
I don't care.
For a split second, I literally was.
Yeah, show us your dick. I don't care.
I know, but
we've
I've
seen
never
our
shown
dick in a
foreigners.
Podcast.
Foreigners?
No. I'll just show you my. You're foreign to me. I mean,
You don't know us.
Yeah,
I was
gonna
say. I was like, I think you came from Korea, my friend.
I'll show you the tip, but I'm gonna show you the whole thing.
Okay, all right, let's go.
How do we?
You look good.
Really
you definitely look good.
It's really small.
You've definitely lost weight, Bobby.
You got a lot of pubes. I like it.
Oh,
you're right. It does look like ET in the river. Wow. But not in a bleak way.
It was gray purple.
Yes, grayish purple.
Yeah.
It's not my strong point.
It wasn't crazy.
You probably are good at eating pussy.
Yeah, I'm very good.
Yeah.
I concentrate.
And with your finger, is your dick when it's erect? Is it?
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It works. Yeah.
You seem like we were talking in the car before we got here. Just not knowing if you had a girlfriend or how the night would go. Like you seem like you would be someone who like no matter what, like you'd have a fun night with Bobby Lee.
Yes.
Like I mean, you'd show us the time.
Well, if you and I, for instance, were like I mean, gonna make love or we're on a date and stuff like
I
that.
I love the making.
I don't know what the other thing is. I don't know what the other thing is.
Bobby.
I don't know what that is.
Fucking.
No.
You don't know what fucking.
No. Bobby Lee's never fucked anybody.
You know when you got punched in the face and you came? That's kind of
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
A little bit.
I'm pretty slow form, and then I'll do like a power fuck.
Is that because you were molested by a Down syndrome person?
Yeah, so I'll go really slow.
I can do callbacks too.
Yeah. Very, very good callback.
Thank you.
But but you know what? I'm fun. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, you're fun. Yeah,
I can tell that. We sense
in bed. We roll around. I'll make you laugh a bunch of times.
I was gonna say I bet you're really
and
funny.
And I feel like there's so many snacks afterwards.
Oh my god! Oh really? I have so many snacks in my house.
Really? Like what kind of snacks?
I have all kinds. I have Asian snacks,
like pokey,
wasabi peas.
Yeah, the sticks with the thing.
That
shit strawberry.
Is so good.
Wasabi peas. I have. Yeah.
I don't like wasabi peas.
I like wasabi peas a lot.
Yeah. I love sushi a lot.
Yeah, who doesn't? It's fucking phenomenal.
Like sushi.
You don't?
I had a bad experience.
I love sushi.
Here, check it out. If you ever do have sushi in LA, you got to go to a place called Hama. It's in downtown LA.
Okay.
Hama. The best sushi in town.
Really?
Yeah.
I like crunchy spicy.
Oh, you do? They don't do that.
I like sesame chicken.
What are they? What are they doing? Like sashimi?
No, they're traditional sushi guys. So it's three guys. Sometimes you can't even order. They'll just make it for you.
Yeah, like that's you can't say because they know better than you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they'll go like, don't use soy sauce on that one.
Okay.
So just eat it raw.
I would listen. I would listen.
You just go.
Yeah, right. It's like really traditional.
Let's talk about fucking more. How often do you and your girlfriend fuck?
Well, right now we're down to like once a week.
Do you live together?
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, but your schedule is fucking
once
crazy.
A week?
Because I go on the road on the weekends. And I mean,
but I mean, by the time you come home tonight, it's going to be late and she's going to be sleeping.
Yeah, like, she'll be tired and stuff.
I get that. I totally
I mean, in the beginning, here's the thing. And this is the truth. The truth is,
finally,
I'm gonna tell you the
as
truth.
Opposed to every all the other bullshit you've been feeding us.
So many lies.
I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth is that in every relationship, the first year is the best. In terms of the excitement of it, right?
Their presence.
Yeah.
Just
the first
you.
Time I actually had intercourse or making love to my girlfriend, I literally looked up in the sky and I said, thank you.
Aww. Like out loud?
You.
Was she like,
cute as fuck?
Yeah. Like she was that hot and I was that much infatuated with her.
Aww.
Where I thanked the Lord.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. For that, right?
That's beautiful, Bobby.
Yeah, and now it's still.
Now you're like, she's all right.
Yeah, she's still that.
Super hot.
Yeah, still super hot, still that. But that stuff, though, is like, it's fake. You know what I mean? That whole adrenaline, like, this is new, right?
The first year stuff.
It's not real.
Yes, but when you get to the meat of it, and you're like year three, you're like, I fucking love this bitch.
Yeah, I love this bitch.
It's so much deeper than it was year one.
Yeah,
it's so much more palpable. Like, you just feel it. I totally get it.
I agree 100% with that.
You know? And the sex is so much better. Like, I feel like the sex gets better the longer you're together.
Yeah,
When you really fucking love and respect them.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you ever
whatever what?
Bring other people in or
we talked about it earlier.
Yeah,
but I
mean, it seems like you would be with this girl.
If it was
forever,
like Natalie Portman or Tom Hardy, yeah.
Oh, dude, Tom
Hardy.
I
like that you incorporated a man.
Yeah, I really like
because
that.
The thing
you're
with
inclusive.
Me is I'm not gay,
but you seem it.
Thank you. I just want to throw out that.
But you're not. Yeah, but you're not. You don't
no,
feel like
when
you're
I was a kid.
Intimidated.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna just. This when I was a kid. When we came back from San Diego, right when I was 12.
After before
I was drinking
the
and stuff,
down.
I had five experiences with men, boys.
With boys your age, but like childhood exploration.
No, I have them like nut in my mouth and stuff.
No. Sometimes he likes to be gay.
Wait, hold on. So when you were 12, you had a 12-year-old nut in your mouth.
Well, a couple.
a couple times. Yeah, at the same time?
First of all, I don't like your tone right now.
No, I'm just trying to grasp what's happening.
Sometimes you don't know on the first, the second, the third, the fourth, and you got to take five nuts in your mouth to know that you don't like this. You know what?
No.
Yeah, you're right.
This is it. And I've questioned it over the years, right?
Uh-huh.
And this is stuff that everyone in my private life knows. My girlfriend knows. Everyone knows this about me.
Do your parents know?
Yes.
Love it.
Wow. That when I was a kid, I drank so much and I did so many drugs. And I was very sexual at that age. You know what I mean? You know, and I couldn't get girls, right? So I would get drunk with my friends.
Yeah.
And you'd fuck around a little
honestly,
bit.
Honestly, like, that makes total sense. When I was a kid and exploring sexuality, like, I did it with my girlfriends. I don't really think I'm even that bi, but if a girl was there and she was like, eat my pussy, I'm like, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat it. Yeah.
I also know a lot of male comedians, what their penises look like, which is a little weird. People think that's weird that I know.
No, I think it's
because
awesome.
Because I've seen D'Elia's. Chris D'Elia.
How's that dick?
Pretty full good. Names only and also Twitter handles. Well, yeah. Chris D'Elia, I mean,
it's probably perfect. You know
really?
I mean? Yeah.
Wow.
Pauly Shores.
Ugh, I want to interview that dick.
It's like a ride at Magic Mountain. Like,
are
it
you
literally,
kidding me?
It twists. It
I was
twists.
Like, there's a long line in.
Yeah.
In this haunted
there's like a
room
little loop.
For him.
There's a little loop to it.
Wow.
There's like nine sense. Magical colors
it's
to
a
it.
A lot of frills and spills.
Yeah. I've seen his. And yeah, I've seen a lot of comedians. Yeah.
But how do you see it? Like, in the bathroom, or you just whip it out like the movie Waiting?
Or you're like, you just go, let me see.
No, but like when I used to open for Pauly on the road. And one time I was sleeping in the tour bus because this is when he was a big name.
Yeah.
And he put
what
his
was penis, that? No, what? And in the Army Now is one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie. Yeah. He put his penis on my forehead. You know what I mean?
Just because, whatever.
Yeah, just for funsies.
Yeah.
Well, guys play with their dicks with each other. It's not sexual.
Comics do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you before a show, you go, look at my dick.
You know what I want to do? I want to start, like, you know how dudes teabag? I want to fucking do that, but, like, drop my tit on some chick's fucking eye when she's sleeping.
Yeah.
Fucking teabag.
What about a lip? Like a lip.
A lip?
Like a vaginal lip.
But, like, my boobs are so big that I can actually pick it up and drop it. And there's some weight to it.
Are they real?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think they're fake?
I don't know.
No, they're real.
How about yours?
I mean, they're real. Why would I get an A cup? Doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, dear surgeon, I'll pay $5,000 for an A cup.
I'd like you to make me look like almost a man. Can you do that with your technology?
Be a tick iron ass guy.
But here's the thing, though. I'm going to say something. When I go on the road, I mostly bring women to open for me.
We're available,
dude. No, you guys are headliners.
We're really...
Yeah. You guys are headliners.
Wait, but I want to hear the reason why you have women over.
I want to hear why we're headliners.
The reason why is because there's twofold. Okay, number one is like one time I had this friend of mine open for me in New York. I was at Caroline's, and after he was done, he looked me right in the eyes. He goes, "Follow that."
Ew.
That's my opener, right?
What?
That's rude.
So in my head, I'm like, "Oh, you think this is a competition?"
That's rude.
Yeah, it's like not, we're trying to create a show for my fans
team.
To have a good time. Yeah, we're a team, right?
An experience.
Right, so with guy comics, they want to like outshine you.
Oh, yeah, women are so much nicer than
with
that.
With women, right? Like Whitney Cummings used to open for me. And Sarah Tiana and all these girls,
I love her.
So funny,
right, and I like them because they are supportive of my comedy and also they do a lob for me. Right? Yeah. They want the show to be, they're nurturing, they want the show to be good. So when I look at, like, you guys, I know you guys are comedians, right? I never look at your bodies.
Really?
No, I look them right in your eyes. So for the rest of our lives, I will never look at you in a sexual way.
Really?
Yeah.
That means so much to me.
Oh.
I mean, it's pretty disappointing for me. Gotta be honest.
Look at my tits, Bobby. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, but out of like, because I really love female comics. I really do.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
That's why Chelsea Handler, she got me. I sucked on that show.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it, but she kept asking because she's... I'm
you
supportive
didn't suck
of it.
On that show.
Yeah,
I watched you on that show.
A couple of times I ate it so fucking bad.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh my God, nightmares.
I can't even imagine you ever not being funny. I've never seen you not be
You're
funny.
You're such a fucking... The way you commit
effortless.
On stage is
I got
like the most
booed
beautiful
off of
thing.
Stage, 20,000 seats
That just
in
means
San Jose.
You're too progressive.
Were you headlining?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I did a show with Leslie Jones, Cat Williams, and Dave Chappelle and these guys.
So holy it was black shit. People booing off stage.
Well, no. Leslie.
Yeah, but that's a killer lineup.
So Leslie was slotted before me. Jones, right?
Yeah,
she's
I told
amazing.
Jeff
Will,
amazing.
Yeah,
I told Jeff Wills. I go, hey, is there any way you can like switch it up? He goes, why? He goes, I don't want to follow Leslie. I love her. She's a very dear friend of mine. Yeah. She's so good. But I just know her energy is not going to, I'm not going to.
And right. He's like, it's not going to match. Yeah.
He goes, you're going to be fine.
Yes.
So I look. Suicide at the Apollo Theater.
I would never want to follow Leslie.
Yeah, so I look at the monitor backstage, right? First of all, she's killing so bad. This brick wall is shaking. Right?
She's so fucking fine. That doesn't surprise me.
You know, like the walls, right? And I'm sweating. Right?
Oh, fuck.
And so then she jumps off a stage and she sees a little white boy, like an 18-year-old kid.
Yes.
And he starts dry humping. You know, this big black girl is dry humping this little
classic
boy.
Les.
Right? Yeah. And the place is going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
they so this it. Is what happens. So now she gets off, right? I go, great job.
You're really good.
You're really
Ms.
good.
Jones.
And there's this
You're
hallway
really good.
To the stage, right? And there's like a smoke machine.
Oh, shit.
Right? So all I hear
is
this.
Attack?
Yeah. All I hear is this. Bobby Lay. Right here. Cheers. I run through this like smoke, right?
Yeah.
It went on for like a mile.
Mm.
Like I kept running through the smoke.
Oh, the hallway?
Yeah. I'm like, when does this end, right? Then all of a sudden I get through the smoke.
You're out of breath.
And the people are stacked above me.
Oh, no.
It's like 20,000 people just.
Oh, boy.
Right? And all of a sudden, this is what I don't know. I've never done this before or since, right? I just literally started talking gibberish.
What the fuck?
Like tongues? Or?
No, I started going, like people, my agent was like, you know, was like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Like, I was so nervous.
What?
I was like, just this.
And they thought that was like your bit. Like, this is the Asian comic. Hey, so silly.
Yeah. And then all I see is debris. Fly like paper towels
oh,
rolled
yeah.
up in balls.
Because black audiences are the best.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you suck,
yeah.
they will let you. Yeah. They're gonna let you know.
And
yeah.
then 3 minutes in, I was supposed to do 20 minutes. I'm back in a room somewhere. Like I blacked out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm in a room.
A comedy blackout.
Did you stop doing tongues eventually?
No, I think I was still talking in tongues. Like about beep, but you know what I mean. Like where am I? You know, and my agent and Jeff Wills. They were kind of laughing at me, you know what I mean? Because
yeah,
it was like the craziest
funny.
Thing they've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the next week, I had to do it again. Same lineup.
Are you serious?
They didn't fucking put you in front of Leslie?
So no, this time.
Oh, boy.
I switched it.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Yeah. And did you didn't speak
I killed.
In tongues? Yeah, you fucking killed. Of course
right.
you did.
No, because that week, when you bomb that hard in front of that many people, something, you go through something.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And you know what? The last feeling is anger. You get angry at yourself
yeah.
for letting that situation happen.
Letting yourself do that.
So you say to yourself, I will never allow myself to go through that again.
Yeah.
And I went out there to fuck, I no prisoners. Killed.
Fucking killed, yeah.
You gotta
and
learn.
That's what the Guys We Fuck podcast is about.
Yeah.
It's about taking control of
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
You know what? I bombed when I was meeting with my manager now. I was talking to him years ago. We were talking. We had a good vibe going. Finally, had the whole company fucking see me at Caroline's. I have never bombed harder in my whole fucking life. And he bought the company. And I went into the bathroom and cried. I went to the liquor store and I bought a mini flask and I just drank it on somebody's stoop. And I didn't talk for 48 hours.
I know.
I was like, the pain fuck that. Like, I hated myself. I hated myself.
I know.
So I didn't talk.
People don't understand
anybody.
That kind of suffering.
And my boyfriend was like, what's wrong? And I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
And he got mad at me. He was probably frustrated. And I'm like, I
it's like, have you seen Room? No. No one knows the plight of a comic who's bombed.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Man.
Let me tell you the worst audition I had. It was the most. It was more embarrassing than the 20,000 seats.
Really?
But I can't tell you specific names. But
okay.
This is what I get.
Ryan Gosling.
So we're yes. No, we're
good.
With the same agency, right? So,
okay.
Right.
Oh,
so
yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is when I first signed with them.
That fucking office when you pull up that
yeah,
valet,
yeah.
you're like, yeah.
Now CAA, they represent what Spielberg, like the Oprah. You know what I mean? Like
they
huge name.
Beckham,
they got Oprah.
Yeah, and I'm like an open micer. Like I don't know why I'm here. You know what I mean?
Right.
What do you see in me? Whatever. Yeah. So they get me this audition where they go, it's a film audition, but it's only with the casting director.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know.
Low key.
Yeah, low key. So I didn't really work on it.
Yeah.
So I show up the next day and it's in the lobby where there was a waterfall in the lobby.
Yeah.
Like koi fish,
uh-huh.
And then the lady goes, you want some water? Like, when did they ever offer you water?
Yeah.
And
when
like,
that's
made
true.
It.
At the auditions?
Yeah,
never. You fucking sign in and
shut the fuck up
and sit down.
Exactly.
With 20 guys who look exactly like you. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Guess
yeah.
this is...
I
wow.
There are this many Asian people with Down syndrome in my area.
And that is the best callback.
That's the best callback in the world. And so in my head, I'm like, this doesn't seem right, right? And then she brings me into this room, and the room was like wooden, like but
holy
not like
shit.
Like old wooden, like just no, like furnished.
Not even, was there a fluorescent
like
light?
Dark, polished, beautiful, gigantic doors.
Was there like a dad camcorder there? Yeah. Like waiting
and
for
I open up, and there's 40 people in the room.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm not kidding you.
What?
With cameras set up, right?
Like, oh, the director. The lines.
Were you on To Catch a Predator? No.
And yeah, I ran, and the police chased me.
This guy, this guy in the Zamboni just kept driving and driving and driving.
And this is what happened. So in my head, when you're in a situation like that,
shit.
You fight or flight.
Absolutely.
My body said to fly. My body said to run. There's no way I was even going to try.
Oh, God.
Bobby.
Right. So this is what happens. This is what
you're
happens.
An angel.
So the cast director goes, okay, are you ready? I go, yeah. Oh. And she goes, because I had the first line. She goes, go. And this is how long it takes me to say anything. And I left the room. I said bye.
Was bye not the first line in the script?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say it was bye. Your
I
character's
said bye effeminately. I walked out of the fucking room. I got in my car crying, driving.
Did you have to wait for the valet?
No. Luckily, no.
That would have sucked.
Luckily, no. And I get a call from an agent saying, yeah.
About
you
that.
You just fucked up in the worst way.
Oh, Bobby.
And I go, what happens? They're like, and for a year after that.
You didn't fucking know.
I couldn't get an audition for
nothing. Oh, wow. They talked about it that much amongst themselves.
I can't believe they didn't fire you.
I'm very talented.
You know what? Here you are. And you know what? You are very talented.
You really
talented.
Are.
Thank you.
So we have to wrap.
Okay.
But, I want to know, where can we find you?
Because all right. So I have a podcast with my girlfriend called Tiger Belly.
Okay.
And we're on all things comedy. Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of course.
Say whatever you want.
I'm reoccurring on Judd Apatow's new show on Netflix called Love.
Oh, we just met.
I just met the creator.
Oh, cool.
The creator
Leslie?
At a party. Yeah,
Leslie and Paul.
Yeah, Leslie. Leslie
last night at a party.
Oh, cool.
Very
Leslie's
lovely.
A very good friend of mine.
She's awesome.
And so I did 3 episodes, but then I'm going to do more in the second season.
Nice.
And then that's it.
And then what's your Twitter handle? Because if you live
Bobby
in the
Lee Live. Okay. Bobby Lee Live.
If you tweet your dates that you're at the Comedy Store, like if you live in the LA area, fucking
you
see
gotta
Bobby
see
Lee.
Bobby Lee. It's
well,
a
follow
real
the
treat.
Comedy Store Instagram,
yeah,
and
Instagram.
I'm always there.
Oh, yeah, they post their lineup. You have to see him live. You're fucking beautiful.
Hey, ladies, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. So much fun.
We wanted to have you on for so long.
Oh,
I know.
Truly an honor.
No, it's an honor for me.
I have to pee so bad.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
this has been Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Blue, electric blue. That's the color of my room where I will live. Sound and vision, and I will sing, waiting for the gift of sound and vision.